have reached the Red Branch of the Superior Court of California, County of Kern, East Division. If you wish to obtain automated information on your traffic citation or pay by credit card, press 6 now. In English, press 1. You may find information regarding court calendars, civil and criminal, fee schedules, fine payments, traffic school information, forms, and job listings on our website. Please visit us at www.kern.court.ca.gov. Our normal business hours are Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
But can we change it, Nathan?
All regional courts have drop boxes available for customers to file court documents or payments. Please listen carefully to the following menu options. You may make your selection at any time. For traffic, press 1. For traffic school, press 2. For revenue recovery, press 3. For the criminal department, press 4. For the civil small claims department, press 5.
Hello.
I would like to change my address that you have on file and also request a copy of anything that you may have sent me.
Pertaining to what?
Should I give you the case number?
Is it a criminal case or a traffic case?
Oh, a criminal.
What's the case number?
It is... I just had it. Sorry. RM, as in maple tree, RM-045118C.
What's your name?
Alex Wilson.
So looks like you have an arrest warrant on this.
Right. We were given our initial date to show up for arraignment, and I drove 5 hours, me and my partner, because we both had a case that day, and we showed up, and we were told by the court that we weren't on the calendar, and I asked the clerk if they could have, if I could have some sort of evidence that we showed up so that we didn't get a warrant issued, and she said, I'm not authorized to give you anything. She said, all I can give you is a copy of the calendar, so I just have a copy of the calendar from that date, but we did show up. So I would like to get some sort of correspondence going with the judge so I can show him what happened so we can get the warrant quashed and move forward with the case.
So the only way you can get this warrant lifted is if you appear here in court. You can't send anything through correspondence.
Well, I'm filing a federal case because we are wrongfully arrested in the first place, and I'm going to be doing a motion to transfer venue, and because this is something under federal jurisdiction, but I need to be able to correspond with the court in this in order to get this going further. So
what exactly did you need? Because all we have on file is that the DA filed on, I'm going to assume, a different date than when you appear, because when they file late, we automatically put an arrest warrant out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that we have on our end. So what exactly do you need?
Do you have a copy of the court calendar from the date I allegedly did not appear?
In 2016?
Correct.
I doubt that we have any copy of that.
Okay. Did your office send any mail to me with regard to this case?
I wouldn't think we did. If you get arrested by a police officer,
mm-hmm.
they give you a citation or they give you any information letting you know when you have to go to court. All the evidence and documentation that they need in order to file this case, they give it to the DA. DA puts it together and they file it to us. So if you receive any kind of correspondence pertaining to this case, it would either be from the DA or the arresting agency. We don't send anything out once we first initially get a filing. If there's an arrest warrant issued with this filing, then that's between the DA or the arresting agency to notify you. We just handle the case here. you haven't been seen or anything, so there's nothing in the, my entry when I look up your name and the case number, it just says the complaint was filed, and then 2 days later the arrest warrant was issued.
Okay, that, so what you're telling me is that it was the DA's responsibility to contact you and put it on the calendar. So if we weren't, because we, the initial paperwork from the officer showed us when we had to appear in court, and when we showed up in court, we were not on the calendar, and we were informed by the bailiff that we weren't on the calendar, so they couldn't see us, we couldn't be in the courtroom, and so what you're telling me is it's the DA's responsibility to take that paperwork and contact you to get us on the calendar, but they did not do that.
That's what I can assume, because when they do file the case late, later than the date that you have on your ticket, we automatically submit it as an arrest warrant. So just in case you are stopped by any law enforcement agency, they can address the arrest warrant. Not necessarily arresting you, they may give you a signed release, but just so you know that there's something pending, because we don't notify you personally.
Mm-hmm. How does the DA normally go about contacting you to put a case on the calendar? And if they, and do you have a copy of that? Did they ever put our case on the calendar? Did they ever contact you to put us on the calendar? Do you have any way to look
that
up?
They filed their complaint on August 10, 2016.
And our appearance date was which date?
I don't know when your appearance date was.
They filed
that's when they filed the case. It's on August 10, 2016.
August 10th?
Mm-hmm.
The 10th, 2016. And what did they file on that date? Can I get a copy of that?
If you want a copy of the complaint, you need to speak to my records clerk. I don't know exactly if you can get this from us, or you have to get it from the DA's office or the police agency. Let me check to see what.
Thank you.
Let me see.
Sounds like a negligence action against the DA if we didn't contact court and tell us to. They didn't put us on the calendar, but then they give us a warrant for not showing up when they didn't put us on. That's negligence from the DA. Ha ha. And I know all the games you play, because I play them too. Ah. Hey, no, that'd be huge, because if the DA didn't do that, and then they got us a warrant, that's constructive fraud. And obstruction of freaking justice. Probably other shit too. Misseason. Official misconduct. I don't know, I'll just throw a bunch of words at him until one of them sticks. Yes, that's true. What's that? No. No, but it's like here's your dictionary, and here's ours with 3 times as many words. And you're not going to have access to any of the words that could possibly help you. Filed when this family got their landscaping here, filed a notice of ejectment, the type of action to get your land back when it's wrongfully taken. And I put that in, and the vice chair looked at it and told them, I mean, business time. They dropped their case and shot fire to their land. And the Bullhead family. And, that word's probably never been done. I'm sure they never told the code word on how to get your land back to Native people. I get agitated. This is like how agitated I get working this place. I just want to expose exactly what they're doing in my life. Please do it. Freaking box them in by their own shit and help people box them in by their own shit. There's no other way to do it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. So if you do come in to address the warrant in your arraignment, if you're going to come in as in pro per, meaning you're going to represent yourself, we can give you the discovery, so all the information pertaining to the case.
Right. Well, what I'm concerned about is we showed up for our arraignment, and we should have gotten the discovery at that time, but instead, because the DA doesn't appear to have contacted you to put us on the calendar, we got this warrant issued. I happened to be out of state when I found out about this warrant. I just found out like about 2 weeks ago when I called the DA. What I'm trying to do is I'm concerned that if I drive back into the state and we get pulled over for whatever reason, that I'm going to get arrested and my car is going to get impounded. But I did show up to the arraignment, and so I'm working to, I would like to mail the courthouse, show the judge all the evidence, and get this warrant quashed so that I can show up to the state without the risk of being arrested. And what I'm requesting from the court is, if there's any standard procedure, if the DA was supposed to contact you and put us on the calendar, and they did not do that, then I need some sort of confirmation, because that is constructive fraud for them to not put us on the calendar. Then when we show up to the court case that they gave us, we have a warrant issued, and I need evidence that from your office that they never sent over an initial to get us on the calendar. Because when we showed up for the arraignment, they said we weren't on the calendar, and it sounds to me from what you're telling me that the DA was compelled to, they were supposed to contact you and put our case on the calendar, and they did not. And so that's what I'm wondering is, do you have any evidence that the DA ever contacted the court to put us on that calendar on that day, or did they just issue the warrant after we didn't show up, after it was their fault for having not?
Well, I don't know what delayed their process in filing your case. It could be a number of things. I don't work at the DA's office, so I don't know. But mm-hmm. if they receive any type of complaint from the arresting agency, if they need more information or whatever their delay is, that's on them. I'm not sure. All I know is that once they have their information, they filed their complaint on August 10th, 2016, and then the arrest warrant was issued on August 12th, 2016. So normally when individuals come to the window and their face is not on the calendar and their date on the bottom of the ticket, which the officer gave them, and then they come that day and it's not filed,
mm-hmm.
the officer doesn't know what exactly is, they just give you a date. If the DA's office needs more time or more information, I don't know how their policies and procedures are, but they do take that time. So we normally tell individuals when they come to the window on their date, if it's not filed, to just check in once a week with us, and we can let you know if the citation is filed or not. If you check in once a week with us and you catch it when it gets filed, you have that 2-day grace period. You can come in and address the issue. But if you don't, then an arrest warrant is automatically issued, only because if you don't check on it, if you get stopped, how is a police officer going to know if you have any kind of pending cases? They'll see that you have an arrest warrant. And 9 times out of 10, depending on how severe the case is, they give you a signed release, give you a new date to come in and take care of your warrant.
I mean,
you went out of state, so I don't know. This is a year later, so I can't tell you exactly what happened. I can't pull up a calendar. I don't know.
Right.
I'm going by basis of the case number that you gave me and the information that I see on my screen.
So the very first and only filing you ever got from the DA was after we allegedly missed our arraignment, correct?
I can only assume that. I don't know what date your arraignment was.
So what I would like to do is I'd like to send you an email to your records office and request a copy of everything that the DA has sent to you in regards to this case, so I can get a copy of that so I can prove to the judge that they never contacted the court to put us on the calendar, because I'd like to file a negligence action against the DA. And this sounds like, from what I'm gathering from the various offices I've called today, including yourself, and I really appreciate your help, it sounds to me like they are neglectfully not putting people on the calendar and then putting them into situations where it's on the, especially if there's a civil rights victim, like that's what happened in our case. We're listed as a criminal, but we were victims of an illegal police action, and we got listed as the criminal, showed up to our case, and then apparently the DA never sent it over, so it put us into a situation of now having to putting it on us to have to call the courthouse once a week to figure this out and hope that we don't get a warrant issued. This is constructive fraud, and I need to email, I need to put the DA on notice because they are omitting a vital piece of their adjective procedure. There's two types of, there's two elements to state law, two parts. There's substantive procedure and adjective procedure, and part of the adjective procedure is the process. That's what it's called. It's a process. And part of their process of the DA is they're supposed to send over a copy of every case to put it on the calendar because that's not supposed to land on the person receiving the ticket so that you show up and then now you have a warrant because they were negligent and didn't put it on there. And it sounds to me like this is a potential class action lawsuit on behalf of Kern County residents. So I would like from you, if I may, is an email address so I can email you and request a copy of all paperwork that's been sent over in regards to this case. And if it's only that one, and that's the only thing the DA ever sent over, that's all the evidence I need to file an action against the DA so that they can start following standard procedure instead of putting people in harm's way, like I'm in right now. And others, as it sounds like. So do you have an email address I could email the records department so I can get a copy of everything the DA sent over in regards to this case, please?
Yeah, I can go ahead and refer you to her. I'll just transfer you over. She's at her desk.
Thank you very much. And what's your name?
Oh, Armanda.
Wanda? Armanda. Armanda. And do you have an employee number or anything?
I can't give you my employee number.
You cannot, you said?
No.
Okay. Do you have a last name? Can I?
Chavarria. Chevarria.
Excellent. Thank you very much,
okay.
Wanda. I appreciate it.
One second.
That's what caused it to get worse. So this sounds like, but this happens all the time. You don't tell people.
Hi, this is Jody. How can I help you, Ms. Wilson?
Hi, Jody. Thank you. What I would like is, I was wondering if I could send you an email, and I would like to request a copy of all records that you've received from the DA since the beginning of our case. And that's all I'm looking for. That'd be very helpful.
Are we talking about the case RM045118C?
RM045118C, correct.
Okay. Those items, if you're coming in pro per, representing yourself, those items are handed out during arraignment. So you would need to come in for arraignment or have someone represent you to come in for arraignment.
I actually did show up for the arraignment, and we were informed from the bailiff, and then the clerk of court, after speaking with us, so the bailiff approached us because he asked to see our paperwork, and he said that you're not on the court calendar. So it looks to me like the DA never actually put us on the calendar, and instead, as a result of them not putting us on the calendar, we got this warrant issued. So what I'm looking to do is, instead of showing up for the arraignment or coming into the state and getting arrested and having our vehicle impounded and having to deal with that whole mess, I'd like to get a copy of everything the DA's filed so that we can show to the judge that they never put us on the calendar and that that was negligent, so we can get the warrant quashed ahead of time.
Up so I can explain to you what's going on.
Sure.
Okay, I need you to listen.
I'm listening.
What has taken place is,
mm-hmm.
we signed a notice to appear for July 7th. At that time when you came in, the DA had not filed yet. They did file August 10th. At that time, they issued an arrest warrant to go with it to get you back into court.
Mm-hmm.
That is standard procedure. That's what happens when they file after your original appearance date.
Mm-hmm.
The procedure is done. Then if you come across law enforcement or if you're checking in to see if they have filed, because you need to do that,
mm-hmm.
then we let you know, yes, they did file.
Then you can come in any Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday morning, add yourself to the calendar, and get things taken care of. At this point, you still have that option. You can come in on a Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday morning. You need to be here by 8:30 with that case number you have. Come to the window, and we can get you taken care of in court. But you don't receive any paperwork or any, you know, discovery until you come in for the arraignment. That's when all of that is handed out.
That's the thing, is I showed up for the arraignment, and we weren't on the calendar.
That's right. They had not filed yet. But they have up to a year to file. And so when they did file in August, that's when you should, if you were checking in,
mm-hmm.
calling the court or checking the court website, you would have seen that they filed, and that's your opportunity to come in on a Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday.
Well, we were robbed by the officers, and we're going to be filing a civil case, and the officers are going to be listed as defendants. And in that, what I'm concerned about, well, that's a separate case. However, well, I'm going to be requesting a joinder to bring this case into that case, and I need to show what I'm concerned about is, like you said, if I show up in the court, if I have a warrant that is issued to me right now that I will get arrested the moment they run my name.
Well, do you have other situations going on?
No, just this one warrant, and I'd rather not come into state and get arrested over it. I'd rather show up in a respectable manner.
Chances are, well, you come into the state, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're coming to court, they can make a decision to remand you from the courtroom. However, if you don't have anything else going on, then chances are, if you come across, let's say you get pulled over for speeding, they'll see that you have a warrant, and they will issue you a new court date. They're not going to arrest you right there unless you have something else going on.
No, I don't. That's what I was concerned about, is that I thought a warrant means that I would get arrested and deported down to your – or not deported, whatever that word is, extradited to Kern County from Northern California for having a warrant issued in the state. And that was my concern, was getting – arrested for something unrelated and getting arrested and having my vehicle impounded. But if it's not that kind of warrant.
No, it's not that kind of warrant. If you come across, you could go to, like I'm telling you, as long as you don't have anything else going on.
Yeah, I don't.
You could walk into any local police station or sheriff's department and tell them, I have a warrant, I have an arrest warrant, give them that case number, they would see it, and then they would issue you a new court date. And then you'd be free and clear of that warrant. You'd come in on that court date and get things taken care of. Now, if you were to miss that court date, that's a bigger problem.
Right. Okay.
But this is them giving you a new court date because the DA filed after your original court date. There was nothing for you to be seen on July 7th.
Is there an email I can send to get a copy of the complaint that they issued on August 10th?
That is given to you, like I said, at your arraignment.
Okay, and then lastly, so what kind of warrant is it, if it's a warrant that you said it's a particular kind of warrant that...
It's an arrest warrant. It's listed as an arrest warrant.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's basically, like I said, as long as you have nothing else going on,
mm-hmm.
or other cases that you have warrants on, they would issue this, and then if you come across or turn yourself into the police department or sheriff's department, they would issue you, they'd give you a citation, like a speeding ticket citation,
mm-hmm.
a warrant on it with the number, and then a new court date.
Okay, and since I'm out of state, can I arrange this from out of state to get it rescheduled?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
You go to your local police department or sheriff's department and tell them, I understand, I just found out, I have this warrant, I'd like to get a new court date for it.
And I can do that from here in North Dakota, from the sheriff's here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for your help. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.